It is a Tuesday, and at this time of day, what do? We head to FHN and the Dial-A-Doc program, and this morning we're talking with Stacy Kearney at the FHN Vein Center this morning. Hey, Stace, good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining me. It's great to talk to you again. Stace, tell us about your role at FHN at the Vein Center specifically.
Well, I have been a registered nurse for over 20 years, and I've been with the Vein Center since it opened in August of 2016. I work in collaboration with a team here at the Vein Center. We have two providers, Dr. Urban and Dr. Bach, three certified ultrasound sonographers, Nikki, Emily, and Jen, and two certified medical assistants, Melissa and Jamie. And my job specifically is just to make sure that everything is running smoothly and that everyone is, you know, where they need to be to best serve our patients.
All right. You're the glue that keeps it that place all together, right? That's what's... tell us about, my understanding is, Stace, is that the vein disease is a lot more common than many people understand. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Over 40 million Americans actually suffer from painful, swollen legs from the venous disease. In the U.S., 25% of them are women, 15% are men, and it's sad because they don't have to suffer from this as long as that they do, and, you know, many times. Some of them have spider veins. Some of them have the varicose veins. Some of them, you can't see the veins themselves because they don't have, you know, the thick, ropey veins that stick out, but they just don't know why that they're having all the pain and swelling. And it can be from the spider veins itself, even though those are not, you know, painful, that they can be disfiguring and embarrassing.
What types of treatments are available there at the FHN Vein Center?
Well, both of our providers, they are specialized to treat venous disease, varicose veins, and venous reflux. And they do perform two different types of procedures called endovenous laser ablations and microphlebectomies.
And, you know, many people think that varicose veins are just a cosmetic problem and don't think it's much more than that. But that's not really the case. Tell us about this.
Right. There's many contributing factors that lead to venous disease, such as genetics, having a sedentary job, age, pregnancy, or a leg injury. It's not really age or gender specific. And venous disease, you know, itself, the symptoms can be things such as pain, swelling, itching, a feeling of heaviness, or a burning sensation. Occasionally, we have patients that come in what we refer to as the late stages, having the discoloration in their lower legs. And that's a red flag that they've had venous insufficiency or reflux for quite a while. And what all of this means is that the valves inside their veins are not working properly.
And what causes the problem? Is that the problem? The valves aren't working properly? Is that what causes the vein issues?
Correct. It's causing a backward flow of the blood to pull down. Blood flows towards in the direction of your heart. So whenever your muscles contract, it pushes against your veins. It pushes the blood up towards your heart, and your veins are supposed to close, not allowing that blood to flow back down. But in somebody with venous insufficiency, it does flow back down. And where that discoloration comes from is from that pooling blood. It's the iron in their blood that has leaked out of their capillaries that literally stains their skin.
Mm. We're talking to Stacy Kearney. She's at the FHN Vein Center here today on the FHN Dial-A-Doc program. Stace, when does this become such an issue that it should be surgically treated?
We usually tell our patients that if it starts interfering with their lives, if it's keeping them awake at night, if they're having difficulty walking or being able to perform their jobs, then they need to be seen. Some people, they have come in the later stages where they've already developed the venous stasis ulcers, and where it should have been treated before, but at the time they didn't realize that that's what was going on, that it was the veins, not, you know, anything else.
What are the surgical options for varicose veins, and are they complicated?
No, everything here is done under a local anesthetic. Our patients literally walk in, they walk out. The treatments that we do, the endovenous laser ablation, that's where we close down the main veins, the great saphenous vein and the small saphenous vein, or the anterior accessory vein. That consists of basically starting an IV in the leg. We feed a laser fiber up into the section that needs to be ablated, or the provider does. And he numbs all along that, and he turns on the laser, and it literally burns the inside of the vein, causing it to collapse down and then rerouting the blood into the deep veins, or the working veins. And then as far as the microphlebectomy, that is actually the treatment for the thick, ropey varicose veins. Sometimes those will close off on their own when we do the ablations, but if they don't, then we will go in later on and do what, like I said, the microphlebectomy, and what that consists of is making tiny little stab incisions and removing sections of the vein to disrupt the flow. And whatever has remained in the patient will eventually just be reabsorbed by the body.
You also offer another procedure as well, unique there at FHN Vein Center. Tell us about that, this one.
The sclerotherapy, yes. That is for the spider veins. It consists of the provider injecting with a small needle into the tiny little spindly veins, is what I refer to them, and it causes them to collapse down and then eventually disappear. But that is considered a cosmetic versus a medical necessity. So that would not be covered under insurance at all. So that would be out of pocket. And we do have a package for that. It's $325, and that covers their initial consult, the treatment, and then any follow-ups that they would have.
I suppose that probably skews a female in terms of people who want to have that procedure. Many women saying, now after having that procedure, do you hear comments about, I can wear shorts again and I feel like I have a new life?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We have had some really great results with our patients that we've had this done with. They have more confidence. They feel better in their shorts. And especially this time of time of year, whenever your legs are exposed, that they want to feel good about themselves.
So other than the spider vein surgery, is everything else covered by insurance?
Yes. All of our patients that are seeking any type of treatments here, everything is pre-certified, and it is covered by most insurances, Medicare and Medicaid.
We're talking to Stacy Kearney. She's at the Vein Center, FHN Vein Center, on the FHN Dial-A-Doc program. Stace, now you also offer a free consultation in terms of the veins at the Vein Center. Tell us about this and how it works.
This is replacing our previous free screenings that we were doing as groups, but with our situation with COVID, we're trying to limit the traffic coming into the hospital. So we are still offering our free screenings for the patients. What we are asking for them to do is that they can call and schedule an appointment, and they will come in, our ultrasound sonographers, they will scan their legs to see if they have any type of venous reflux. And if they are positive, then I will sit down with them and do a one-on-one and explain what, the process would be as far as going for further consultation with the provider. And whenever they have that one is not free. That is coming in and having the full ultrasound, and then they meet with the provider and he reviews the full scan with them. The free screenings are nice because it gives the patient the option before paying for a full consult. And like I said, we're trying to do it more at the patient's convenience. So these appointments are usually like less than 15 minutes. They come in, we check to see if they have reflux. If they do, then I will sit down with them and explain what our procedures are and how things work here with some of the extra education, the next potential steps.
Stace, I'm just guessing here, but I assume that women are much more proactive on this vein issue than men are, and you recommend men to take part in these free consultations as well?
Honestly, we have had a surprising amount of men coming to our screenings. Since we've opened the clinic, I'm really happy to say that we have actually had many men from all walks of life and all ages that have come through. They've gotten to the point, for them, it's not so much the way that they look or the cosmetic look of it, it's the pain that they're having. So they have been stepping up and coming in and actually getting a screening to see if they would benefit from any of our treatments here.
All right, great. Now, if people want to find out, men or women want to find out about these free consultations and learn more about the Vein Center, how can they do that?
They can log on to our website at www.fhn.org. There is also a quiz on there that they can take to see, you know, to see if they have any of the symptoms for venous reflux. Or they can call our main vein line at 599-8346 or 599-VEIN.
All right, Stace. Great information as always. Thank you very much. We'll talk again soon, all right?
Thank you very much.
Stacey Kearney here today, FHN Vein Center this morning. And that's the Dial-A-Doc program this morning from FHN, the preceding brought to you today by FHN.